The goggling crowd, that hadn't allowed Constance through a moment before, parted like sheep for Rothaven. His pace was leisurely, and he rested a gloved hand over hers, as if he knew she struggled not to flee. "The quartet is in good form," he said. "I do fancy Mozart done well."
"Do you still play the violin?"
"Rarely. Do you still paint?"
"Every chance I get."
He'd taught her to paint, though all he'd had at the time were oils, which ladies were dissuaded from attempting. "I rejoice to know that something of lasting value came from our association, my lady." They reached the doorway to the back terrace.
"May I slap you now, Your Grace?"
"Best not. Your sister as hostess deserves to command all eyes this evening. Then, too, your brothers might take a notion to remedy any insult done to you. I could end up a very dead duke."
"Again?"
"Let's step outside, shall we?" Constance allowed that, because she loved to look at the night sky. Rather than lead her to the balustrade overlooking the garden, His Grace escorted her to a bench along the outside wall of the house. Music and conversation spilled through open windows, and torches flickered in the evening breeze. The terrace itself, though, was blessedly deserted. "How are you?" Rothaven asked, taking the place beside her. He sat a bit too close for propriety, but his proximity meant Constance could speak quietly.
"I am well. I paint. I attend the social activities I'm told to attend. I dance. I drop French phrases into my conversation. I read, but not too much. I have become a portrait of a lady." "And what of you?"
"The tale is complicated, and I will happily regale you with it at another time. For the present, might we agree to behave as if we are two cordial people, acquiring a family connection through our siblings?"
"We are acquiring a family connection through our siblings, more's the pity. Your brother and my sister are in the advanced stages of besottedness."
How had that happened, when Althea had given up on polite society, and Nathaniel Rothmere famously shunned company of every description? That he even had an older brother sharing Rothaven Hall with him was quite the revelation to local society. All and sundry had taken Nathaniel as the title holder, believing Robert to have died prior to reaching his majority. "Can we manage the cordial part?" Rothaven asked. "I would like to try." He sounded sincere. He had always sounded sincere.
"I don't know what I can manage where you are concerned."
"Your ladyship is honest, as ever. Your forthright nature is one of your most appealing qualities."
"As if I give a hearty hey-ho for your good opinion of me."
Constance rose abruptly at the limit of her patience.
"I wish you a pleasant evening."
Before she'd taken a single step, Rothaven had risen and manacled her wrist in a firm grip. He did not hurt her. He was the last person to inflict physical harm on another, but neither could she leave. "You will, please, not abandon me to the darkness, my lady."
"Why not? You are a duke, of sound mind, in good health, and the worst that can befall you on this terrace is that one of the Weatherby sisters will try to get herself compromised with you."
He changed his hold, so his fingers interlaced with Constance's. "You must not leave me alone out here, because I am, generally, terrified of the out-of-doors." Constance's first inclination was to laugh, scornfully, because Rothaven's comment sounded like a pathetic attempt at flirtation, but the quality of his grip on her hand stopped her.
"You are serious?"
"I am entirely in earnest. If you would assist me to return to the ballroom, I would be much obliged. I should never have assumed I was up to the challenge of wandering about an unwalled terrace under an open sky, even at night." Constance had been angry with this man for half of her life, but that tirade could keep for another time. He was entitled to his fears, and she liked the notion of having him obligated to her. She took his arm and rejoined the crowd in the ballroom, and before her thinking mind could stop her, she agreed to partner His Grace through the ordeal of the supper buffet as well.